Makis, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vov, Eino Edim Zomim Nerogin Ad Sheyigomer Hadin. The halacha of Edim Zomimin is that the Kasha Zomim Ken Yos Eloi is only after the Gemar Din. We explained this already, that the Hagdorah of the Chiyav is that after the Edim Zomim, the Shakronim come to Bezdin, and they say their Edus, Bezdin is Mekabal their Edus. Not only was Bezdin Mekabal their Edus, where they were already over on the Lava Leisano, Bereach Eid Shoker, but the Bezdin Paskin, so that Psak is Ki'ilu, they were already Mazik, the victim of their Edus Sheker, but it's only in the realm of Kasha Zoma. It's what they wanted to do. It's a Zmoma. Zmoma means they had intentions, but it wasn't carried out. So it has to be a Gemar Din before the actual Psak is carried out. And the Mishnah says that it's coming Lafuke, that the Tzedukim had a different interpretation. Sharia Tzedukim Aimrim, their interpretation was Ad She Yehorig, until the actual Psak is carried out. That means they hold the din that we've spoken about, Kasha Zomim V'loi Kasha Oso, they hold Fakert. They hold that the Kasha Zomim Lases La'ochiv is only Shayich, not when it's in the realm of Zmomo. It's only when it's in the realm of it was done. When the Edim Zomim had, where Reuven paid Shimon $100 or worse, where Reuven got Malkus, where Reuven was killed, at that point, that's when there's a din of Kasha Zomim, Shenema Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. You're telling me nefesh tachas nefesh means that there has to be a retribution for that which was already carried out wrongly. There was somebody killed innocently, simeli kill him. Chacham say, but the Torah says not that way. V'aloi kvar nema v'asisim loi kashizomam lasis lo'ochiv. Kashizomam lasis lo'ochiv, like they wanted to do to their brother, their victim. V'arei ochiv kayim, the Torah is talking about somebody who's still alive. He's not a victim that was, but he's a proposed victim that still is. Vim kain, lo menema nefesh tachas nefesh. So the tzedukim, kilu, say back to them, kasha zomam. Okay, but what's nefesh tachas nefesh? Yochel misho shekiblu edusam yehoregu. We would say maybe there would be a havamina as soon as they were over on the lav leisan bereach eid shoker and they meant to cause harm by having their edus acted on by the Sanhedrin, by the Bezdin. So maybe that would be enough. The Kabbalah says this is enough to kill them. On that, the Torah says, Talmud Lemon nefesh tachas nefesh, ho'ein ne'rogen ad she'yigomer ha'din. So the Chachomim are able to explain the two psukim. Nefesh tachas nefesh is at the realm of the conceptual. Conceptually, Bezdin already shaft the psak of chiv miso, and there's a chayvas miso, and to punish the edim that wanted to take a nefesh, and they actually created already a psak of nefesh wrongly, for that tachas nefesh we take their lives, and that's mekayim kasha zomim. Tzedukim don't have a way of reconciling these two psukim. We'll add a geshmak vort to this. Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch says in several places in his Pirush al HaTorah that the Tzedukim never argued on things just because they had a different interpretation. Wherever they argued, they had a fundamental machlokes in Hashkofa. They were arguing on the Masoris of Chazal. He explains this in different places, what the Tzedukim's angle was. Could be that over here, the Nekuda is, Vosverto Nischadish, is that as soon as a Bezdin paskins, Pliny HaTachayiv, that psak is a reality. The Koyach of Torah, the Koyach of Chachmei HaTorah is that a psak din, which is their opinion, which is formulated and it's gepaskined on, is a reality. Only the believers in the Maseiros of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the Chachmei HaTorah, could say that Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is enough the Psak to be called a Nefesh. Tzedukim argue with that. Tzedukim say, killed means killed. There's spilled blood. The guy was buried. To say that Nefesh, and therefore Tachas Nefesh, is even at the realm of a conceptual Psak, Tzedukim are not mekabel that as a reality. Avort. Lemaisa, there's a Machlek Sushenim over here. If ein edim zemim nerogen ad sheyigomer hadin, that means that we don't paskin the din of edim zemim on edim until there's a gemar din. So what happens before that? What happens? Taka edim come to Bezdin, they say edus, and before before the gemar din, other edim come and say manu yisim. So obviously we don't accept the edus, and there is no psak of kasha zomam. But what happens? Do we see it as without the Chiddush HaTorah of Kasha Zomam, we explained the kasha zama be'etzim is a chiddush hatorah. Be'etzim, we should say trei trei. There should be a deadlock. So we see this now. Okay, there's two against two. Since the chiddush hatorah kasha zama didn't kick in, there's no chalois din kasha zama last lochav. So what is it? It's a regular trei trei. What's the nafkamina if it's a regular trei trei, and lemaisa? That's why we're not listening to the edim, or because we nem on some of the rishonim wanted taina. Rambam with the Meiri, that even before the Gemara din, we nem on the din of Kasha Zoma. Since the second Kar Edim, the Torah says we believe them because they're made, like we saw before, in Atzmom Shel Edim, the halacha is you do believe the second Kar Edim. But you don't create the din of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh of Kasha Zoma until the Gemara din. The nafkamina of that will be, is that if we assume that the first Kar Edim Azmomim, even if we don't punish them, but they're possible Eidus, if they now get up by a chup and they're the Eidim, the Kedushin is not Chal. They're possible Eidim. If they then come into Bezdin bearing testimony on a different Din Torah, they're possible. Mashenkin, if we say that there's no Din Kasha Zomam at all, so then all we have is two Kite Eidim. Somebody's a liar here. We have a whole Sugim of Abbasadat Lamed Beis. Every time you have a Trey or Trey, do we then say that both Kite Eidim are psulim for another edu? So do we say that each kat edim, each ed has a cheskas kashrus, and even b'mokum trey or trey, we could shtel the edim al cheskosom, uki gavra cheskosi, has a kashrus, a cheskas kashrus ledus, and then we could listen to edus on another edus, even mipi this moment. That'll be the nafkamina of this machlaikis rishayim. Mishnah Zayin, al pishnayim edim v'shloish edim yumas hameis. The Torah says an unnecessary bit of information that we paskin dine miso. This pasuk is not talking about edim zemim per se. It's talking about bechlal. How many edim do you need for a psak din of miso? Two edim. Erechad is only nem b'isurim. So the Torah says, not al pishnayim edim yumas hameis. Al pishnayim edim oy shloish edim yumas hameis. And the Mishnah asks a very basic question. Why would the Torah say two or three? If two Eidim work, for sure three work. Makes it worse. We would say that three are more nemon than two. So if you have mamash a tie, a deadlock between the three say the two are liars, the two say the three are liars, no, believe the three. State and pasuk, no. State that two and three have the same weight in halacha. Minayin afilu meyo, two, three, what about 200? Afilu meyo, Talmud loyma, edim. The Torah is marba nocha, a loshen of edim. Once there are two edim, this is what's known by loshen chazal as trei kimeyo. There's an akuda here that the Mefarshim, take a look at the Tveres Yisrael, Tveres Yontov already alludes to it. L'chor the limud is that the same way three has enough weight to be mazim shtayim, also shtayim has enough weight to be mazim shloisha. L'chor, the right way of saying this is the din of shnayim is kishloisha. Not lahakish shloisha l'shnayim, but lahakish shnayim l'shloisha. Others have the gifts that way. The Mishnah Lamaisa, the gifts the way we have it, is shtayim kishloisha kishtayim. Lamaisa in Hilchas Eidus, the Nesivis brings from a Tashbitz that the difference between one Eid works for Yisurim, for Dvarim Kalim, but does not work for Einshim, for Momen. You need two Eidim. He says because one Eid has less trustworthiness than two. Because one person, could be he saw, he imagined, he thought, two people are not going to be able to make the same mistake or not be able to say the same lie. So Mela, when two people collaborate and they say the same thing, so that's a shtickle, more trustworthiness, two are nemona more than one, that's why there's a halacha of two edim. Says the Ktzois, back, b'shem the Truvus HaRashba, can't be that there's a rationale to be mechalik between the level of nemona between one and two, because then you would also make a chiluk between two and three, or two and 100. Wouldn't you say that two people knew? Maybe they did make the same mistake. 100 people are definitely not going to make a mistake. Why do we say trei kameya? Elamayit is exes hakosuf. The Torah was kaveh that edus is nemon. There's no difference between two edim and 100 edim. The truth is that there's no difference between two and one. This exes hakosuf, you need two edim, period. So the difference between 1 and 2 is Exesser Kosov. The difference between 2 and 3 is Exesser Kosov. The same status of 2, 300 is also Exesser Kosov. Now the Mishnah is going to bring other pshotim in this idea of Shtayim U'Shloisha that Trei Kemeil. Mufashim say that the Tanoim over here are not being chelik bedin because all of the drashas really are true. They all really have the same basic truth of Trei Kemeil. So let's see the next drasha. Reb Shimon Omer, Mashnayim Eina Nerogen Ad Shiyu Shneim Zaymim Eidim Zaymim of Kashazom Las Loch of Ken Yos Eloi is when the two Eidim that said Eidus were caught and they were caught lying Imanu Ayisim B'mokim Ployni. The aloche is that let's say one of them was taken. So that, the Mefarshim explained, that we would know in Svara that they don't have a din of Eidim Zaymim. That means the aid, Reuven and Shimon said Eidus, that Levi was Chayv Misa, and Lamaisa Eidim Mazimim came along, and they caught Reuven. They said, Imanu Hayiso. So L'chayr killed Reuven. No, that's for sure not why, because you can't call that Kashazom Last Loch of Ken Yos Eloi, because he would never be able to kill, he would never be able to, with his Eidus, be able to create a din by himself as an Eid Sheker. The essential taich of Eidim Zaymim is that two Eidim that are lawyers, they created a din shaloik a din. If you have one Eid, so he's mitzdarif to another Eid kosher, that avada he himself is not creating an Eidus psula. So that's poshut that Hazomim needs that both of them should be muzomim. The din has to be chal on both of them together. In Cain, we're teaching that two and three Eidim are the same. We don't see the three Eidim as two with the Tesefis of one. The same way we say that two and three have the same Koyach and Amonus, Shteto Anocha Dovanoisev, that two and three are both equal in the fact that two is a Kareidus, the three, the full three is the Kareidus, and then Memel the Haloch is Mashnaim and Nerogan Achu Shneim Zemim until both of them are caught, as has Eidi Hazomo. You need all three. Eidim, the terrorism arba. Again, that even 100 Eidim, it's one karedus. You look at it as one unit. So either the unit became muzamim or the unit is not muzamim. Rebbe Kiva l'chore doesn't argue on the dinim that are expressed above. He argues in Psham the Pasuk. The pasuk that says shnei edim or shloisha edim is not because the Torah has to tell us that there's a chumra to treat the shlishi like the sheni. That we would know min asvara, the Gemara says. The other pasuk I'm doing it that way. Misvara, once the Torah tells you two and the Torah tells you three has a din like two, so then it's pasuk that the dinim above are true. That's not what the pasuk is saying. The Torah is coming to tell you a chumra in dine shamayim. V'mkein onash hakosov lenitva lo'ivri avera ko'ivri avera. The Torah is telling you that if three Eidim say Eidi Sheker, the third is punished together with the other two, even though Batsim, he wasn't essential to the Eidus. He already had an Eidus. The first two that said Eidus already signed and sealed the case. The third one is just a nitval. He's just an additive to the story. Afilo hochi. The Torah is telling us that the third gets the einish of the first two, and the idea over here is a hashkofa lesson. Onash hakosuv, the Torah says that the einish of somebody who joins Balei Averu is a nitva lo ivri averu, ke ivri averu. Alachas kamu v'kamu yishalem schar, kal v'choymer, those that are part of a dvar mitzvah, even if the mitzvah would have gotten done, but they became part of the project, the Torah says that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mishalem schar. The Tzad HaTov is always more than the Tzad HaRa, even though he's only a nitva lo isa mitzvah, ka isa mitzvah. We treat him like isa mitzvah.